close enough, y'all want to turn us back on. Ready? All right, we'll call our meeting back to order. And we're going to visit about nuisance cases. My understanding is you've got some jillion that are cleaned up that we need to close out.
Yes, sir. I actually, Nikki handed these over to me. She's out today and stated that Dan has done a drive-by and these are all cleaned up. So we're requesting that you guys approve to close these cases.
Okay. And we'll have numbers on them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can we have a look at them?
Absolutely.
All right. While we're kind of looking at those, we've got some other nuisance case issues that we're going to visit about. How would we like to work on that? I got a suggestion. I'll make a comment. While we're in break and visiting with Mr. Coxey on one that's not finished up here. Eddie's been involved and looking at the situation and judging whether it's cleaned up and is okay. And that's all wonderful and great. But I think I should say that going back to when this thing started, the county commission was going to be the judge primarily. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have Eddie or whoever might be out there to making those judgments to a point, but when it comes down to bottom line, I think the commission, just like we're doing right now, we're looking at these files to say, yep, these are good and you're okay. So I guess one thought I've got is that do we want to say to Eddie that he some way indicates that he's not the final judge, that the county commission is actually the final judge that you've satisfied? What do you think of my comments here?
Well,
thinking out loud,
I'll have to take the blame for Eddie's, because I drove to this location not on this issue, not even going out there for.
And I don't want to just focus on the one that you're talking about. I'm talking about in general.
I know.
Okay.
But I went out there and there was nothing there. And this lady's out there. Not everybody's like her. Just not everybody's going to get out there and just immediately when she gets a letter go to an 80-year-old woman slaving to get something cleaned up. And when it's cleaned up, I don't think we should have her fretting. Maybe I took this upon myself and shouldn't have, but I understand what you're saying. But I told Eddie to go look at it and file a report that it was cleaned up.
I'd say it's a little before my time.
I'll take the blame for that.
I'm not looking for any blame or anything. I'm just saying that as we move forward with nuisance cases, Eddie can give his judgment or whoever's out there can give his judgment. But the bottom line, it has to come before the commission, just as these are right now, to be before they're satisfied to close the file. Okay. Thanks for listening to me.
Are these before and after pictures?
That's 04.
That is an 04 case. And so what I'm seeing is Nikki and Jillian have been trying to clean up files.
Okay.
And Dan's gone out and looked at these, or somebody's gone to Eddie and taken the pictures and their history.
Mr. Perlin, we have a guest singer.
Singer?
Oh, I thought you were going to sing to us, Donna. Okay.
Trying to stay on one right here.
Okay. Okay. While we're looking, Jillian, have you got a gazillion to go, so to speak, or you got any report for us there, or how y'all are doing?
I do not. I believe Nikki actually will have a new list for you come Tuesday.
Okay. So it wouldn't be a nice question to ask, but I'll ask it anyway. As far as new cases in the last couple of weeks, Nikki's handling those, so you wouldn't have much idea.
Actually, yes, she has pretty much been the one that's taken over. And yes, it's been cleaning up nicely.
Okay.
She's getting everything organized, filed. It's got a spreadsheet.
I know I had one individual in the last few days that had a complaint, and I sent him on up there, a new one. And okay. You want to look at these?
Sure.
For the record, we've got case number 04-41 we're looking at. 04-95. 04-264.
This was before cameras were invented. This is 02.
0403. Oh, you've seen those, I think, already.
Okay.
This one. And 0442. I'd make a motion to close these files out.
Second.
Ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
You want the numbers real fast?
Thank you for your effort, Jillian, and Eddie, and Dan, and Nikki. And
I think we've got a nice system going.
I guess partly what my thoughts were a minute ago was we should have some new files.
We do.
Okay, that
we
need to be approved to send the letters on. Okay.
And Nikki's working on that.
Maybe do those Tuesday or something. All right.
No names on those, just
the
numbers.
Case numbers, just those four-digit case numbers. There's two numbers, a dash, and two numbers, so we can reference them upstairs if someone needed to see them. What's left on the list?
We got a 10:15 economic development vacancy. We got about 10 minutes before that. Eddie, you want to talk to us on nuisance, or?
She's going to write down the numbers real fast. If you just want to wait for a second, over here, she'll give me.
Okay.
But do be aware that she is looking for some direction as to what's acceptable.
Have we got a case number or file number or whatever? Well, we can contact you.
I'm not sure the letter that you guys sent out under the nuisance ordinance, but it doesn't have a file number in it.
All right.
So
I would make a motion that we and I don't know whether we need a motion, but I'm going to make a motion that we request direction to her that it needs to be cleaned off the Taney County road easement, and that be.
I'm not sure.
I would be concerned of doing that, Danny, because
we
need to be sure that's
either,
all we want. If we make that,
it's a nuisance, okay?
If we make that point, if they clean it up to there, and that's not what we want entirely, then they're going to say, well, you told us this, and now you're adding to it.
Okay.
We need to be sure that's
what I was going to.
I know what you're saying. Okay, so
I know she's going to be the one doing it, so that's the reason I'm saying what I'm saying.
So now I'm up to speed on this one. I wasn't thinking this one. What are you requesting or direction?
She's up there working, cleaning those places up.
Okay.
The other person involved is the one that's creating the problem.
I understand. I know exactly what you're talking.
She's asking for direction on how much to clean up. And I'm saying she cleaned up one side completely, and the other side, I don't know what to tell her. I mean,
it's
I just want to
one
tell
person
her.
Job.
I know.
The property hey. Question is actually two parts.
Microphone.
Well, I thought you were waving somebody.
It's while Eddie's coming, before he gets his chance to speak, he and I had a little visit during break.
Uh-huh.
On this particular case, there's been talk of getting, and Danny just mentioned it again, getting things off of the right-of-way.
Yeah.
My point to Eddie was, that doesn't have anything to do with the nuisance case.
That's correct.
That has to happen because of road right-of-ways.
Correct.
So the question is, what do we want? Do we only care about what's on the right-of-way, or do we care about what's visible, the things that's off the right-of-way? And that's the question, I think.
Well, the right-of-way is supposed to be cleared for road and bridge reasons without nuisance.
We wouldn't have had to bother nuisance at all if that's all we wanted.
Right.
But I sense that there's more to it than that, but I don't know that.
Yeah. His argument's going to be that that's his livelihood. I mean,
yes.
There was three parcels originally in the letter sent to this individual, this property owner. The one parcel has been, in my opinion, cleaned up very nicely. If you went by there today and asked me to take pictures of that, I would, but I would think you'd have trouble trying to find something to say this is not in compliance. There are at least two parcels. One of the parcels is not even visible from the road. So basically what you're dealing with, the one parcel that is visible from the road, and you have there pre-existing non-conforming, it is a business, I'm guessing, of sorts. And therefore, would need some visibility for what they do, but it has been encroaching, and I know that Road and Bridge has been working with the Sheriff's Department on this on a pretty regular basis about the encroachments into the road easements. The question was asked, though, as far as direction, what do I need to do to make this now? That's where you gentlemen have to decide in your nuisance ordinance. Is it a safety health issue? What's going on here? Some businesses, by their very nature, are not compartmentalized on shelves and everything like that. So,
I have a question. We had a case, similar situation, used merchandise at another location in the county that was, they had sign up that said, these are our hours. In other words, my understanding was it was not a garage sale.
Correct.
And so it was a business.
Yes, sir.
And I kind of see this property we're talking about is that kind of situation. It's a business. Is that correct?
I would definitely say it's a business, and if you talk to the proprietor there, he would tell you that's his livelihood.
Okay.
So
we assume they're grandfathered in, been there an awful long time as far as having to be.
There's not an existing Division 3 on the property or anything like that.
Because it was old.
Correct.
But it's a business.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just kind of trying to iron things out here.
As far as your nuisance ordinance is concerned, whether it's a business or a residence, I don't know that there's that differentiates.
Probably not. I don't think it does. So if there were still a health hazard, to your point a minute ago, then it could still fall under the nuisance ordinance, maybe.
Health, safety.
Safety.
Whatever the concern might be.
Right. Okay. Just thinking out loud here.
That's all I needed.
My hands around
this. I have left this property owner with the understanding that I would probably try to stop by and give her some direction. I can stop by and tell her that I'm not going to be able to give her direction. Contact the commission office and let you direct them if you prefer. I don't relish being in the nuisance business.
Who does?
I inherited it though.
Well, I've been guilty in life of putting off the things that aren't fun to do. Is that what we're going to do here, or should we go ahead and tackle this today and come up with a direction? We're going to have to sometime. We're going to have to pursue it as a nuisance or drop it, one of the two, and.
Well, I'm pursuing it. I'm pursuing it to the point of where I said,
well,
if they get it off the road easement, I'm not going to worry about it from that point because it's an existing business. He's got an argument. He could come in here before us and say, I've been doing this business for 40 years right there in that same location. As a matter of fact, gentlemen, whenever you needed road easement, I give you road easement for the full length of my property. So now you're telling me that I have to go back past the road easement to clean this my business up. So I would say that he has a substantial argument, but he has no argument to keep it on the road easement that he has already dedicated to Taney County.
Well, since you've been mostly involved with this...
I don't want to be, but I am.
I know you don't. Who does, as I said before? Do you have a recommendation for the county commission?
That's my recommendation, that we send a message that they get the stuff off of the county right away.
And then we would be set, and the county commission would be done with the case.
You would be done with the road easement issue, and then whatever you guys want to pursue on the other issue, I'm done with it if they get it off the road easement, because it's an existing business for 40 years. His argument is livelihood. He's already made that argument with my wife this morning before she was ready.
For the public.
I will bring up one more thing for you, gentlemen, so you'll know this. There have been letters issued by Department of Natural Resources concerning, or warnings, sometimes when we get a lot of water and things, that debris does wash down into that creek area. Mm-hmm. So that would be an area that they need to...
Isn't that a health issue, though? Isn't that health department issue?
I would just want to say that we would probably want to send a letter and just put it, we have multiple steps to clean up this property, and we can determine the timeline of the steps. One, the first one would be the road easement. The second one would be address any water runoff issue. And the third one is to be determined. And let's kind of see what happens as it goes along. What I don't want to say is road easements only, because then we may not be doing what we need to be doing, and then, or addressing the water issue because of the creek. So it may be best for us to say step one is this, step two is this, step three is to be determined and reassessed. That way, you know, they have some simple direction, and we can kind of see what the property looks like at that point and see if it's their livelihood. They have a different argument than just being a nuisance. So I just don't want to say this, only this step, and that's it, because then I feel like we may be shorting our responsibility based off the ordinance.
But we have two situations here, Jim, and I agree with you on what you're trying to present. We have an 80-year-old lady that is doing what she needs to do to take care of this situation. She's out there working. She had two people in the vehicle with her yesterday headed to this, one of the sites, and they did take some stuff away.
Okay.
How much do we expect from an 80-year-old person that has already cleaned up one spot in less than a week? And when we asked, she's asking for direction on how much to do on the other spot.
Well, I think bare minimum is got to be the easement, okay? But the other thing is, because there's debris at times washed down in the creek, we have an obligation to make sure that's picked up.
Now, is that our obligation, or is that the Department of Natural Resources?
It is DNR's, but DNR's penalties are a whole lot harder. They're less negotiable. They don't negotiate as well as we do.
I think you can have a little bit of responsibility there, because when that's happened, it does plug up the culvert that's going under that road. And I don't know if that was problematic with it washing out last time or anything like that, but it may just have been a sheer volume of the water. But it does have a tendency to restrict flow of the water, and as you know, that particular road goes underwater quite a bit.
And just to state the general law, I mean, DNR does have that responsibility, and they can enforce, however, that health department can enforce certain things regarding health, and we have, as the county commission has a statute, which is, I think, referred to perhaps in our nuisance ordinance, that talks about health and safety of the general public. So I don't know that it's a responsibility that is solely given to DNR. I think there are other entities that can exercise that authority if they choose to, whether you choose to or not.
I've got a motion. I'll make a motion that we request Eddie to write a letter on this case saying that the road right-of-way needs to be clear and kept clear, that you should be aware, I'm not giving you the exact words, but you should be aware that there are DNR issues about runoff, items running off the property, that we also have concerns about that the possibility of those clogging up our culverts and causing road damage. And how was that you were saying something about in the future?
Well, I just, I mean,
and maybe just leave it at that.
Yeah, leave it at that. It's fine.
Now, also, gentlemen, I don't have to be involved with this.
We insist.
Okay.
I'll second the motion, just to make sure Eddie's still in the mess.
The mess you're in is just...
It's our mess.
You're pretty much off the hook by writing us a letter saying that, and Road and Bridge, we can kind of pass the buck to them to look at right away, and some of us drive that road quite often, so...
She is a nice lady, very easy to work with, yeah. and she wants to comply as best she can. Some things are going to be a little bit out of her control, one thing, but...
That's a problem that we see at other... I can think of one other situation that the property owner is kind of
but she's,
hampered to...
She's very concerned about making the deadline.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. We'll have you something up there shortly.
That's for you, Dan.
That should help your situation at home, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. All right, next, anything else on nuisance?
I hope not.
Donna?
Under administration, I just want to inform you that we've received an email from Betty Lur. She was with UMB Bank, having to do with our bonding for the Judicial Center. And we have a request to have the value of the courthouse buildings determined. That's a requirement of our lease agreement with them. And so I would like to inform you that I'm going to let Rick Finley and Dixie contact Tim McConnell, if that would be okay with you. It is a requirement to get an appraiser, a contractor, or an architect, if you would like. I can have an architect, or we can post this for a vote if you think we need a vote.
Basically, all they're looking for is somebody who's qualified to put a value on the courthouse so that they can insure for purposes of the lease agreement the cops. We have a lease deal with the cops, so that they can make sure that we have it insured for the proper amount. So we have to have somebody set a value on the courthouse so they can ensure that we have it insured for the proper amount.
Do you know how long ago the COPS was done? Maybe we could use the same valuation done for that.
Okay. Tim Connell could come out and do it. I mean, they'll do simple appraisal because of the valuation for the insurance. So
we currently have it insured.
Right.
Right.
So I would probably just use Tim Connell. I mean, I don't know if it takes a motion because he probably has a current value anyway.
Well, she said unless you say different, she's going to get Rick Finley to contact whomever. So.
And I'm happy to do it, but generally we have the insurance issues run through Rick Finley and Dixie, so just want to let you know that's going on.
Don't see any argument there?
Nope.
Okay,
thank you, Don. Yep, thank you. All right, 10:15, we got Office of Economic Development Employment Vacancy.
That was me posted.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
I just wanted to kind of just have a conversation of what we're going to do. We have basically two vacancies right now that we're trying to fill, an economic development director position that position was, you know, that we offered was turned down. We also have Joan Chowning's position that we've never backfilled but budgeted. It appears in talking to Linda, Jillian, and Nikki, that position of Joan's has been picked up by those three ladies, both from the grants administration, facilitating the grant, new reports and all that. So they're picking up the ball when it comes to that, because once again, over last year, I believe that there was activities created work for two full-time people. And with one person up there right now, we need someone else to backfill Joan's position. The other thing is what I would say is, we need to make a decision on what we're going to do with the economic development director position. I mean, are we going to start the process over again? And it may be easier to find an administrative person for that department to at least take the grants, make sure we're hitting the reporting dates and all that. I know that Ron's overseeing it, but once again, a lot of the workload beyond what Ron's doing is also working on
falling on Jillian, Nikki, and Linda from the grants. So I just kind of want to know what we're going to, what we're thinking, and we haven't talked about it, and we just need to.
I think we go out again for an executive director with a more precise salary, so that when the applicant decides whether they want to take the job, they already know what the salary is going to be, and within a small range, and also at that point make a decision on who we hire. We'll delegate what other positions need to be filled.
Okay, so you want to go forward with the director as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Again, put it back out.
Yep.
And then also, last time we used Tim Connell, worked with Nikki, worked with Missouri Career Center, just posted both locally in the state and on some search engines nationwide. So do that again. Last time we advertised the position, I believe, was 45 to 70 because we budgeted $70,000 for this position. I would suggest that we, like you're saying, if we're going to do that, we don't leave that range that large.
No.
And we may just
55 to 60 or 65, 55 to 65 or 60 to 65, whichever one you want to do. But I would rather do 55 to 60 with a possible 1 year negotiable contract or so. I mean, negotiable salary after that 1 year period.
Okay, so Danny, your suggesting that we go back out and specify a salary of 55 to 60.
Yeah.
And is it, can we release, this last time around, we had an applicant that we were happy with, mm-hmm. and we offered them an amount and they didn't take it. Mm-hmm. What was that amount? Can we talk about that?
I mean, it was in the form of a motion, so it's been 72 hours. It was we offered that gentleman $55,000.
Okay. I think some of the press has asked that question somewhere down the line.
I mean, it was in the form of the discussions we can't, but it was in the form of the motion, so, and it's been 72 hours. So, yes, it was.
So our last shot at this.
It was 55.
We had an applicant that we offered the position at 55, and that was not enough. Right. Them to make a change, so
yeah, his range started at our high range. That's where his range started. So
right.
we were off by considerable.
Good.
So,
are we good with Danny's suggestion? Go ahead and start again. And the other thing that I wanted to ask for, we have a chance to answer that, is we were quite specific, as I remember in the description, that they have experience in economic development. Am I remembering that right?
I can pull the job description up real fast if you want me to, that we had written.
And the reason I asked the question is, I guess you all got a resume from a local citizen looking for a job that does not have absolute or doesn't have, you know, direct experience with economic development, that has a lot of good qualities. Bottom line, are we going to look at people like that so that we need to be able to say, hey, this one individual, we need to tell him your application your resume doesn't have what we're looking for. You're spinning your wheels. You need to look someplace else.
You might have to readjust or adjust the job description if you have all of these wonderful things that you want. If they have them and they still want the job at the price that you're offering, they may not be, you know, the quality candidate that you want. You might get some people who don't have that experience who have the quality you want, to his point.
Yes. You're helping me. Thank you. I want folks to have a fair shot at what we're shooting for.
I'm trying to find it.
Isn't that the elimination of the board before it gets to us? I mean, when the board, like they present.
You might discourage people from applying and say, I'm smart, I'm qualified, but I haven't done this type of thing and this type of thing, so I won't even apply. So then are you ruling out possibly good candidates by some of your descriptions of the job? I don't know. I'm just
I understand what you're saying. Matter of fact, I thought there was some people qualified. When I talked to them, they said they weren't qualified.
Well, and that could be the way the description which Jim's trying to find here. But
is that 55 to 60? Is that all right with you guys, or do you want to make it 55 to 65? Or, I mean, they're going to ask.
Okay, so let me answer your first question. Our first job, what we posted was, I'm fine with 55 to 60, if we're comfortable with that. Okay. The second thing is we can change the wording on the job description that we had, was posted. Career skills required, and we can change the word required to requested. But college degree, previous economic development experience, strong marketing and communication skills.
Why don't you put preferred?
I was thinking the same thing.
Preferred.
Okay. Instead of required or...
That's fine. I mean, once again, last time we had all the resumes collected here. We sent them over to the IDA. Their next IDA board meeting, they were able to work through their executive session to get a short list for us. Do we want to follow that format again?
I think it's a great one, but how many do we have? I think we had several.
17, I think.
That's what I'm saying. We had lots of applicants, and we narrowed them down and they brought two forward.
Yeah, they narrowed them down to, three officially?
Three, I think.
Right. No, four. We got, was it four and came down to two, whatever it was? Okay. If you guys are fine with that, I'll change the word to preferred. And then...
I mean, 17 applicants, that's good. I mean, we ought to be able to find...
We said 55,000 plus benefits, right? To 60,000.
55 to 60 plus benefits. I think that's big.
All right, I put that in there. I'm putting starting salary and range 55 to 60 plus county benefits. Is that right?
Sounds good.
Okay. That was the full reason for the meeting, was just to see what we're going to do next.
Well, you said some things. Let me see if I can get my hands around them. You made some mention that three were doing what, or covering for what Joan was doing or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. That would be Jillian, Nikki, and Linda?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So do we want to talk about leaving that like that and not seeking to fill, because we're going to be looking at a budget here before very long. Are we not going to seek to keep that position going, leave that one die out, or?
I think that's a total different conversation myself, and I think that responsibilities for some of these particular jobs is going to change.
Okay.
At the very least, we need to have somebody that administers these grants and keeps track of them real well and all the requirements, because it could bite us.
But, I mean...
And also mentioned that Ron was doing some overseeing of that also. I guess maybe that's where I was headed. If not, it's a good place to head, to Bob's point.
I mean, Ron is overseeing it, but the problem is we don't have any formal tracking system of our grants. Each department still functions individually, okay? We as the commission, when we vote and approve grants, we still don't have a method to track all the grants electronically. The originals are all at the clerk's office, but we may or may not get a copy just because we don't have we're doing much better than we were 2 years ago, but we're still lacking. Now, I can tell you that when I was at the National Association, National Meeting in Reno this year, there's a company called eCivics. That's what they do. is they have an online application that does nothing but grant administration. And in my perspective, after I've seen the two demos, it would replace the need to have that person. And that's something I was going to bring up this fall if we want to look at budgeting. But it does reminders. It actually does job searches. I mean, not job, grant searches. It's a pretty neat tool. But once again, we have a need, which is we have different departments doing different grants, and we don't, you know, we're ultimately responsible. And we just, you know, it's the same old question. We don't have one person managing all grants.
And I'm going to go back to what I have said for 2 years, and I just and I don't want the ladies that work hard, Jillian, Linda, and Nikki, to be offended by what I'm saying here, but they know exactly how I feel about this. I want a row of shelves with the original copies or copies of the originals if the clerk has to have the others. And I want to be able to walk into that room. If a grant is due, I want it over on a certain section of this deal and be able to look at it. If we have a contract that we need to find, the county commission can walk into that room and somebody can pick out of that tray or that shelving that contract for us to look at. And we know, and that person arranges those things where they keep us on staff. I have said this ever since we moved to this facility over here. I have said this ever since Tressa was in charge of this. So that's where I'm at. I want to know whenever I go to and I'm asked a question by a park board or by a citizen about a contract that we have or a grant that we have, I can go to a person that has that and they can pick it out of a file and I can show it to them.
I may be a little bit sarcastic here, but that can't happen. We've been trying to do that for the last couple of years, or maybe 4 or 5 years. It can't happen, evidently.
It can happen, but it's just not happened. And those girls do hard work. I mean, like yesterday, I was amazed at the fact that Nikki was doing three jobs at one time, and she was actually doing on the computer and working this and trying to take care of a commissioner's questions at one time. And so we have great staff, but we don't have the proper setup for them to be able to handle that. I would like to see that in Linda's office, in the purchasing office, and have it set up that way. Maybe I won't be satisfied till it's that way, and I don't think we'll quit having problems till it's that way.
For those that couldn't see, Bob was shaking his head yes as you were speaking previous, and I agree totally also. We need that, and I think Jim was saying the same thing. We need it, but we don't have it, and it's like a lot of things in life and government. We just need to keep plugging along until we get it, and that's what you're asking for, right?
Yeah.
All right, I've sent the note to Nikki with the revisions, Tim Connell also, so he knows, and we will post the executive director position.
Jim, electronically, is what you talked about, electronically mm-hmm. pulling those things up, that's a great idea for them to be, I mean, anybody in the county, if you wanted to send them, if they have a question about a contract, you could send it to them electronic file. But people that come in and want to know, have you got that detail?
Well, we always have that downstairs. That's not the issue.
No, we don't always have it downstairs.
Well, the grants themselves, though, now are more complicated. We have reporting dates that are, each contract has a date. And if it's not done electronically, someone will forget. And that's what I'm saying. We've got to add an electronic...
a tickler system.
Electronic position application that does this automatically. It reminds the person... The report's due in 7 days.
We had this exact same discussion yesterday. That the BlackBerry that we use has a reminder on it of exactly when mm-hmm. something, if is a 21-day reminder or a 7-day reminder. Why, whenever that goes off in a computer why can't that file be moved to a location to where you have it there and that it's on an electronic file and it's in a file cabinet?
Right.
For,
I mean, our DocuWare system that we are slowly getting there, but we don't have all the pieces. I mean, we have, and we scan in the grants that we're aware of, but we just don't have someone taking ownership of it. Even when Joan was here and Ron was here, you know, we had the need of, we need someone to administer the grants because there's just a lot of things taking place. But that may be it's a bigger conversation.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I've made my sarcasms when Joan and Ron started, we were talking about it then.
Right.
And that's,
yeah,
we've been talking about a year and a half ago.
And before them.
167
and before
applications that they had.
Part of the problem is we're in makeup of county government now. There's so many different independent elected officials and departments, and they all have their own contracts, and a lot of them have their own grants, and it can be very difficult.
Excellent.
All right, anything else?
That's all we have.
All right, we'll recess until Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Tuesday. Courthouse is closed Monday for the holiday.
Don't show up, man.